Tonight, many of you experiencing some cool temperatures, although in New Jersey, some people actually floating away. Rough weather in northern New Jersey. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney at the helm once again, skipper of this ship called America tonight. Interesting times we live in, huh? How about last week with health care? And, of course, we also start off with the immigration issue in SB 1070, Arizona. So two heavy, heavy, heavy things flying around out there that could or could not have implications for the White House. In this election year, no doubt it is all about money. We talk about the money flow in and out, the lack of money, the taxes, the frustrations people feel, all that kind of stuff. That was the whole idea behind health care. So Romney and the Prez are both running on the same thing. Both say they are the ones. They have the answer to the problem of the big question, what's in your wallet? Yep. Mitt Romney spent a big chunk of the weekend talking about immigration reform, saying that he can do a better job in reaching out to immigrants, that he knows what to do, that he's got a better handle on some of the legislation and what needs to happen. He said he agreed with a lot of the comments that were made by Senator Marco Rubio, that some of the politicians, including many in the GOP, have created the impression that Republicans are against Hispanics immigrating to the country. And he says, I'm not against that. I'm against not addressing illegal issues and the problems and having a system in place that makes it easier for people to know what their status is, to have a transparency that doesn't exist now in our immigration system. And, of course, this is that volleying back and forth. The Prez has a lot of Republicans on their heels in the last couple of weeks, months anyway, by using especially executive power to grant 1 million or close to 1 million children of undocumented illegal folks living in the U.S., giving them what would be close to amnesty or the idea they could apply for a work permit, which then begs the question of where are all these jobs. But the move has certainly shot up Obama's poll numbers among Hispanics, and that's a key group, folks, of the people that will vote and help decide November's election. That's a group you can't ignore. I mean, listen, when somebody's running, there's a big imaginary chalkboard that always is somewhere around with the aides, and it shows you women, men, whites, Hispanics, blacks, whatever. Just, you know, the voting public, who we're made up of, what America's made up of, and what you can count on. So this is certainly not lost on Romney, who's trying to forge some really good allies. One is in Rubio, and is suggesting that we need an overhaul. This system is not working. We need to use our visa program to favor people that want to be reunited with family members, and putting families together should be the highest priority. Probably the number one priority. Interesting, because I think he's going to probably hammer home some key points on an immigration plan and really try to hit this as he makes his way around the country, again, on that goodwill tour to get votes. I mean, that's what Mitt Romney, let's face it, is doing on the way to Tampa. And the president is saying the same thing. Listen, I used executive privilege for a reason because, or executive orders for a reason, because this situation is untenable and we've got to do something to make it work. So what we have to do is offer up this worker's permit. And I think you're going to start to hear this more in the two presidential debates. It's going to be huge. But how much bigger is it than health care now that the Supreme Court has handed down its majority opinion. People are still buzzing. It hasn't even been a week. It's still sinking in for a lot of folks. The Republicans already have a date set for repeal. Congressman Paul Ryan says, let's put it on the people. Check out Ryan earlier in the day.
That's basically what the Chief Justice said. It's now up to the American people. It's beyond Congress, the President, and even the Supreme Court. The American people will be the judge and jury of this law come November.
All right, judge and jury, that means you and I. And, of course, we already know that when you think of the power of talk radio and all the various shows you may listen to at some point during the day and the opinions of people calling in from all over the place. I mean, listen, that's what we love about America Tonight. Could there be a bigger net or melting pot of all these different opinions? As I say all the time, the massive amounts of emails that we get from all corners of the globe and here in this country, it's just blows me away. So naturally, there was a lot of reaction on the show on Friday morning, and there were tons of emails that poured in. At the end of this hour, we will go to the mailbag and let you hear what some of the people wrote after really absorbing what it meant, the Supreme Court ruling. What did it mean? Also, we're going to talk about what it was like over the weekend. I said some wacky weather. You had millions of people without power. You have what is being described as a land hurricane, leaving at least a dozen people dead. Cell phone service non-existent in most areas of D.C. So all that yakety yak and gossip was shut down for a while. And a crazy thing, some people on a train were stranded for 20 hours. Man, what would that be like to be stranded on the train? You know, we're not talking about even kicking back. You got Wi-Fi. You just figure, I got to chill. I got to figure out a way to deal with this. We're talking about you are melting. It is hot. You have no clue what's going to happen because the Amtrak has no clue what's going to happen as they try to figure it all out. So the weird weather led to some of those outages. And in different parts of the East Coast, you know, people were knocked down for the count. The worst, so many of the people being stranded on an Amtrak train. And we're going to let you hear what some of the people had to say later this hour. Also, I think the big story over the weekend, besides thinking about health care, reaction to health care, all that kind of stuff, the Supreme Court ruling, and I think many of you would be not stunned by this, but thinking, yeah, you know, of course this is happening. When we peel back the layers of the Nittany Lions in Penn State, we also had that judgment against Jerry Sandusky in the courtroom. So he's now a convicted serial child sex abuser, right? He's behind bars, and it's a question of how many years is he going to get for everything he was convicted on, almost 50 counts. Now there are a lot of emails that have come forward that show that Penn State knew about a 2001 incident that involved an encounter with a kid in the shower, and it's a question of whether they covered it up. Gee, you think they covered it up? But the emails are unbelievable. I think a couple other people need to go to jail. I thought that all along, but I definitely think that now. Man, some of those details. We're going to pour through some emails and let you be the judge. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. Still lock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Just connect the dots. As I say, more trash needs to be thrown out at Penn State. But before we get to that, let's take a few. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. People still talking about health care, and of course, because now let's see what happens when it's lobbed back to the states, and of course, ultimately, trying to push to repeal it. How much of a bounce does Mitt Romney get out of this? I think because of the tax situation, how the Supreme Court handled it, how the majority opinion was written, this was gift wrapped for Mitt Romney. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, brother. How was your weekend?
Oh, hot.
Hot in a lot of places. Boy, that's true.
At least we didn't lose the lights out here like they did in BC.
Yeah, no kidding. It's terrible.
Probably the best thing that could happen to this country is the lights going out in D.C. after this this Roberts tax. That's what it's going to be known as from now on. I came up with a new acronym. It's called TAF. T-A-F. Tax and Fine. Remember that. That'll probably be out there, too. Think about this, Kate. The Republicans are saying, oh, wait, you know, Roberts is such a genius because he's going to make it an income tax. And, of course, the House of Representatives controls all the income tax stuff. No, 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 that's not going to happen. Think about it, Kate. This tax, okay, this income tax that Roberts is out there calling the health care thing, it's a negative. It's a negative tax. In other words, if we don't buy health care, you know, we get taxed or fined.
Right,
or,
right, absolutely.
So what else then? It's, you know, at least in the income tax, you get taxed for what you do. Now you're going to get taxed for what you
don't do.
Let's say
yeah.
you don't meet the body height, weight requirements. Boom. There's a tax on you. All right. What if maybe you should have a solar panel? If you don't have a solar panel, Kate, you're going to have to get another little tax on you because, you know, you're dragging down on the whole energy and everything. Or maybe, you don't buy vitamins. Well, boom. That's, a, you know, unless it's the vitamins that Kate has on her show. Those are good vitamins. But anyway.
That's true. That's why I'm taking them because trust me now, I definitely don't want to have my chest cracked open and have any kind of a heart problem. There's no doubt about it. No, you're right. 21 new taxes. Really, if the way you look at this, this is open season on taxing Americans. Certainly,
And Kate, you know what? Politicians are not going to give up this new power, okay? Because first they had an income tax, but now they're going to have a tax on what you do and a tax on what you don't do. You think the politicians are going to give that up? I don't care if they're Republicans, Democrats, demon rats, Republicrats. I don't care. They are not going to give that up, Kate. I'm telling you, it's going to be, and no one is saying that. No one, everybody's just saying, oh, don't worry. We'll just get Romney in there. Well,
yeah, good luck with that, too, because that's not a layup. You have to look at the Electoral College. That's how people are elected. And even though a lot of people are upset, Tomas, it's still you have to look at the numbers. And I do think that this helps Romney, but clearly you cannot think it's a layup for him to get in there. You don't think it's a layup, do you?
Kate,
no.
I'm conservative. And Romney is, he doesn't qualify as a conservative to me, but I'll tell you one thing. The House, controlled by the Republicans, has not stopped two consecutive $1 trillion deficits. They have not stopped the debt ceiling from rising like the Tower of Babylon towards heaven. I thought that was pretty poetic there. So
they haven't.
If you think they are going to take away this power that they now have, I don't see it happening. I think we are beyond socialism. I'm hoping a general takes over, really. You have a great night.
Thanks. Which one? So what happens on July 11th? This is when that repeal, the repeal to the Affordable Care Act is coming up. But they've tried to do this a couple different times. They'll take up the issue again. They'll debate it. And this will be less than two weeks after the Supreme Court ruled the law was unconstitutional. So, you know, you can take a step-by-step approach, but it's not going to happen. Absolutely not. Bill is listening to us in Geneva. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi, Kate.
What do you think about what happened with the Supreme Court? Now we're just all kind of getting used to it.
Well, Chief Justice Roberts probably did the biggest favor he could probably ever do for the Republicans.
Yeah, by making people furious enough that they'll switch and jump to Romney, like maybe some of the independents. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I want to ask you your opinion. Mm-hmm. Is there a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, a Tea Party? Is there anybody in this country that wants to raise taxes?
No. People are taxed beyond belief. That's why we're seeing the shrinking middle class, because everywhere you look, someone's trying to raise your taxes for everything that you have. And more taxes from the federal government, no way, especially with this whole health care thing, the fact that you get taxed and then there'd be more taxes that would be hidden that would be part of that. No, I agree.
Now, another question. The vote was pretty much 4-4, except for Chief Justice Roberts.
Right.
Came down on this bill and said it's unconstitutional, except if you can pass it as a tax law. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, if you wanted to interpret it that way, yes. It was that was the tweak on it. It wasn't about commerce. It was about tax and Congress. You're right.
So it's unconstitutional unless they pass it as a tax bill.
Right. And so what will happen is that's what they're going to enforce. It'll be, quote, a tax. It'll
right.
become a tax. That's what they'll make it. And that's to your point in the very beginning. It is, and that's what I said. That's why I said it was a present for Mitt Romney, because by calling it tax, but remember, the president said there wasn't going to be any increase in taxes. That wasn't going to happen. It wasn't a tax. And by saying yes, going the tax route, that is something that lots of people cannot tolerate, do not want to tolerate. And Bill, you're absolutely right. That's the whole deal here. It wasn't about commerce. It wasn't about anything else. It was about labeling it a tax and then going through the hoops of describing what that means. So we'll see.
It's unconstitutional. Now, I want to say something else, too.
Go ahead.
Do I have time?
Yeah, go ahead. You got a good minute. Go ahead.
All right. When Obama was running for president, didn't he say that he was going to make this most bipartisan as far as anything that he was going to run for? Have you ever seen a less bipartisan in the whole history of the United States?
I would say probably you're right. I would go through and check some of the major votes, but I would say he would be in the top five for sure, probably the top two, probably top, because really nothing has been that way. Even remember Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton worked with Republicans. I mean, we can look at other Democrats. So to your point of that, absolutely. It was just about lining up the votes. They got the votes on that one, and that's how that got through. Crazy. 2,700 pages of what we didn't even read or didn't make sense to half the people who were voting on it. So, yes, you're right. Could there ever have been an effort that was less bipartisan? Bill, thanks. So Bill says, hey, this was so bipartisan. It's about taxes. That's not at all what Obama ran on. Will this come back to bite him? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Hang with us.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me on your bus. Come away with a king.
Well, if you hate the heat, the East Coast was brutal over the weekend. All in those Mid-Atlantic states, power out is reported all over the place. And especially D.C. hit terribly hard. A lot of vicious storms in a row, killing over a dozen people. I mentioned this before. 3 million people didn't have power in Washington. It was... And, of course, there are lots of jokes. I tried to make one. Tomas had an attempt at one. Because I know there's one out there. What do you call a bunch of politicians with no breath left because of the high heat? It was really all the way from Indiana to New Jersey and south to Virginia. The heat wave, tough, tough, tough. It started on Friday, and you had trees that were thrown across train tracks, and that stranded 230-some Amtrak passengers for 20 hours in West Virginia. Can you imagine? So, of course, emergencies have been declared in Maryland, West Virginia, Ohio, District of Columbia, Virginia. And in Virginia, the governor there said the state had its largest, what he called, non-hurricane outage in history, that it was a terribly dangerous situation. And that the power, they couldn't get the power on fast enough, because what do? You're just scrambling from neighborhood to neighborhood. And 911 calls were out of this world. Like, just 911 just blew up. calling police, fire departments, because you had these big trees that toppled, cars were crushed, cell phone and internet service was so-so, completely out in some places. This week when we talk to our friends from Talk Radio News, we'll find out how they all fared. But gas stations were even shut down. They were so frantic, they were telling people, conserve water, conserve water. And, you know, that's dangerous because you think you're in the mid-90s to almost 100 in some places, and you got this oppressive heat going on, and guess what? No air conditioning. It's pretty tough. So what people do is they head for the beach and try to beat the heat if they can get there, right? Run to the Atlantic and see what you can see what you can do to at least cool off or sit in someone's pool. I heard that a lot of the centers, you know, a lot of neighborhoods have community pools, and they were just packed with people. And somebody was telling me in parts of Virginia where they could get to the fire hydrants, they were setting the fire hydrants off because they had no choice. They were melting. Oh, that's it's a terrible feeling. Oh, to have a power outage right in the middle of the heat of the day. And, I mean, it's no joke. You're in those mid to upper 90s where it feels terrible. I mean, it just feels so hot. A cool rag, anything you can get, still isn't enough. It's just, there's not a lot of ways to cool down. All right, I mentioned this at the top, and I wanted to make sure I gave you the so-called payoff. Just sickening. I think that especially the Penn State president, Graham Spanier, this guy, man, he needs to be prosecuted. And the cover-ups here, we knew that lots of stuff was happening at Penn State. I mean, how does a guy like the assistant football coach, Jerry Sandusky, get away with what he got away with for so long? When you think that when Mike McQuarrie, one of the assistants, reported about Sandusky, that was in 2001. Well, think of where we are, folks, 2012. And how many other, and I say this all the time, how many other kids were assaulted because this wasn't taken care of? So here's what the deal is. What happened when everything came down, what happened was, is McQuarrie told Paterno. So he's an assistant coach, too. He's a coach. He comes upon Sandusky raping a kid, basically, in the shower. He is shook up, doesn't know what to do, runs to Paterno, tells Paterno. Paterno immediately gets in touch with the people he's supposed to get in touch with, the athletic director, all that. And what happens is, apparently, and it's being reported all over the place, there's an email that comes down from Paterno and goes up the chain fast, and it shows that athletic director Tim Curley and the retired VP of the school of Penn State, just follow along with me, Gary Schultz, were going to report the allegation that was made by McQuarrie, then reconsidered. And the president, Graham Spanier, said that he was supportive of their plan, but then said in the email he worried they might become vulnerable for not having reported it. So they were just, you know, CYA. That's all they're worried about. Instead of, oh, you mean a graduate assistant who's Mike McQuarrie? That would be what he technically was, helping out the football team. You mean he saw Sandusky? He saw Jerry Sandusky in the locker room assaulting a kid in our team locker room? Can you imagine that they were sitting here going back and forth over this instead of just, boom, call the cops? So we know that Spanier got booted. Joe Paterno, the revered head coach, he was done, and then he died. And then you have charges against Curley and Schultz because they were accused of perjury for lying to the grand jury when they were called to the grand jury, and for also failing to report suspected child abuse. But the one guy who wiggled out of this with big bucks, too, was Spanier. He was in charge. That's ridiculous. So I think now if these emails have come to light, they need to go after him. And they need to definitely nail the others concerned with this. You know, with them sending emails saying that they thought about it, they talked to Joe Paterno, and they said Joe Paterno was uncomfortable with the plan. And they wanted to work with Sandusky before they contacted the cops and blah, 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 blah. And here's the upshot of this. Are your kids safe at a university like Penn State, right? So since 2001, when that happened and was never reported, since then, Sandusky assaulted other kids. So, you know, you got Spanier trying to cover his tracks. He sued the university a couple of months ago to try to get copies of his email traffic from 1998 to 2004. Because of the investigation by Louis Free, the former FBI director. And then 2 weeks ago, lawyers for Penn State asked a judge to throw out the lawsuit that they were being pursued in a lawsuit and said the attorney general's office is prosecuting the athletic director and asked them to provide, again, the ex-president with emails. So the bottom line is anyone not realizing that obviously they knew about this and didn't do anything. They were worried about what was, who knew what, and what the email said about, oh, we got to think about how we approach this. And they didn't even use Sandusky's name. Oh, the worst. I think it's pretty clear now at this point, if you're trying to do some CYA, They did a terrible job of it. And the sad part is that other kids suffered as a result because they could have blocked this guy out. He would have been gone 10 years earlier. And because they were such idiots, that didn't happen. Unbelievable. So this is the bottom line. For me, there's always a blunder of the week. And we're starting off the week with the biggest blunder. And it, again, goes to Penn State and the Nittany Lion crew for covering up for Sandusky and not doing what they should have done. And now it's pretty much spelled out in all of these emails. See the importance of emails and what has happened and how our culture has gone, because we communicate through emails and not so much telephones the way we used to do it. It's just like the emails for Fast and Furious that Eric Withholder won't turn over, so it led to his contempt charge that was voted on in the House. Boom, sails through. Now Congress is going after him in a civil suit so that they can get access to the emails that he refuses to turn over. And again, what were those emails? Just like at Penn State, internal communication. The Penn State emails were internal communication. The Penn State boss told of abuse. The athletic director all the way on down, but the university, the president of the university, knowing about the abuse and doing nothing, Graham Spanier, and it's right there in the emails. That's why he panics, tries to get his attorney to get the emails, because he realizes the jig is up. They can get emails. They've got access to emails, and they're gonna be able to put the pieces together and realize that he knew something and did nothing. So how vulnerable is he and the rest of them for lying when they perjured themselves to the grand jury? So Eric Holder, this is exactly what Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, thinks, that there's more than meets the eye with these internal communications, these emails back and forth that show, or might show, or we think they show, what he knew or didn't know before the death of the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. So here we have a link, how emails can sink you. And you know when you've seen it in an email, and that's why I think Eric Holder, if he knew there was nothing there, he would have buried them in documents. The whole contempt thing wouldn't have even happened, but it did. Now this goes to a civil court. And it might take years, but eventually those emails are going to come up. And I'm going to be on the air one day talking about those emails, just like at Penn State. Coming up, we're checking the mail.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Across America, 3 million people without power in some areas of D.C. and some other pockets, too. So states of emergency declared all over the place. As I said, boy, rough, rough weekend. Be brutal. You know, you go outside and a giant tree has flattened your car. Then you can't call anyone because there's no cell phone service. You can't get on the Internet. And, oh, yeah, of course you can't get on the Internet because you have no electricity. So you're melting on top of it. That's like one of those want to get away commercials they used to air for Southwest Airlines. Want to get away? That would be one of those moments. But you can't really get to the airport without getting a cab. How do you call a cab when you can't use your cell phone? Whoo, I can see a lot of glitches for a lot of people. Kate Delaney rounding the final turn here on this hour of America Tonight. Anyway, we're going to go to the mailbag in just a second. But first, I got to do the daily salute. What happens when two people decide, wouldn't it be funny to put flyers up and announce that a Taco Bell is coming to town and there's going to be jobs and there's this great new restaurant and there's going to be a celebration and free tacos for everybody in a city where a burrito and rice will set you back $15. Now, what city in the U.S. would charge $15 at a Mexican restaurant for a burrito and rice? You were thinking Hawaii. That's a good guess, but not Hawaii. Alaska. Bethel, Alaska is where this hoax happened because the people were clamoring for something new. We're all excited, thought they were going to get these free tacos, first of all, and thought they were going to have a Taco Bell, but it turns out no Taco Bell. The people were very, very upset, and the smart CEO realized there was some kind of a botched cable commercial and these faux flyers about the chain's arrival. And once the police investigated, they realized it was some kind of a weird, twisted scam thanks to a bizarre feud of two very bored residents in Bethel, Alaska. So what happened is the CEO said, you know what? If these people want the tacos, they thought they were going to get them, we're not going to disappoint them. And this city, Bethel, by the way, is a city of about 6,200 people. It's 40 miles, I want to give you the geography, 40 miles inland from the Bering Sea in western Alaska. The closest fast food, other than a Subway shop, is in Anchorage, which is 400 miles away, and a $500 plane ticket to get there. Ooh, I want some fast food. That'll be $500. So of course, they were overjoyed about the whole Taco Bell thing. So the CEO realizes, you know what? We're going to fly in stuff, and we're just going to make them tacos. So they did. They flew in the ingredients from Anchorage to Bethel, and they offered all the stuff for free on Sunday. They had 950 pounds of beef. Seasoned beef, you know, the taco beef, 300 pounds of lettuce, 150 pounds of cheddar cheese, 500 pounds of reduced fat sour cream, and 300 pounds of tomatoes. I say that's a daily salute, don't you? Woohoo! I love it. Uh-huh. You know what? I love it because the CEO is smart. He realizes that you got to give the people what they want sometime. Look like the good guy. Why not? We've flown tacos into other places. We'll eat the bill on this. And the bill had to be pretty pricey. Think about flying all that stuff and then setting it all up and all that nonsense. The CEO is a guy named Greg Creed. Smart. And eventually, I bet you they'll put a Taco Bell up there now. $15 for a burrito and rice. Wow. They have just a couple of restaurants and very few offer Mexican food. So I guess you can charge that amount of money. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one from Stu in Vermont. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I wanted to call you, but I couldn't get through after what help. I think he meant happened. After what happened with the Supreme Court on Thursday, when I heard 5-4, I naturally, like so many other people, including apparently CNN and Fox, thought that this was struck down and ruled unconstitutional. Of course, I'm talking about Obamacare. It wasn't. I have to say, as I heard you mention, I was stunned by what has happened here. Do you think the repeal is going to work? No, I do not think the repeal is going to work because, you know, to stand up and to go back and forth, it's what the Republicans have to do. I think they have to kind of just show their muscle like, hey, we didn't want this and this bill is crap and we were trying to repeal affordable health care and or AKA Obamacare. But it's not going to go anywhere. It's dead. So now it's only a matter of this is it, folks. Is Mitt Romney going to get in the White House? Whether you like Mitt Romney or not, or you like him a little bit, or you're starting to learn more about him, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, if you completely renounce Obamacare and the whole idea of being taxed for not having health care or have other little surprise taxes in there, or you work for a company where healthcare is dead now because of this, once it kicks in 2014, then you're going to vote for Romney because based on that. Because if you vote for Obama, then everything stays the same. There is no repeal that's going to happen here that's going to work. So let me just say it again. There is no repeal here that's going to work. It's going to kick in 2014. And it's not just about the individual mandate. It's not about that. It's about what's also related to it and how it affects you. It depends on your personal situation, let's face it. But for most people, it will absolutely cause their premiums to go up or to kick them off the insurance they might like. Because remember, that was the thing that Obama said, oh, if you like your insurance, don't worry. He can't stick to that because there's companies that are going to boot people. They're not going to offer insurance because they'd rather take the fine. Even McDonald's was saying that. Hey, you know, we can't afford this. We'll take the fine because the fine's cheaper, so we'll do it. And I think that's what's going to happen. In fact, I think eventually, if things stand the way they are, that healthcare won't be tied to jobs anymore. That there's going to be very few companies that would do that because it'd be cheaper for them to get fined. And if it's cheaper for them to get fined than offer health care, what do you think they're going to do? I think a lot of them are going to opt for the fine instead. We'll see how it all comes out. I want to see what they do with Medicaid and Medicare, what happens there, because I think a lot of doctors are absolutely going to bail. All right, quickly, let's squeeze in another one. This one from Mike Mendoza. Mike Mendoza says, hey, I've been listening to your show for a while. I have to say, I was very surprised about health care. I think everybody should have access to good, affordable health care, but this wasn't the answer, Kate. You and I both know it, because there's too many things that just don't add up or work at this point unless there is a massive, massive overhaul at the state level. For goodness sake, they haven't even implemented part of it. Yeah, that's the thing. They haven't implemented so much of it, so the states have the burden. What is the state going to do? What are these health, I call them health syndicates. What are they going to look like? Because that's where you'll end up unless you go for the tax. In the beginning, the tax wouldn't be that much, so I think there's some people that might opt out for the tax, especially individuals, because it would be cheaper. If you say, I just can't afford health care, then you're just going to take the tax. And there's people waiting to tax you. That's the training of all those IRS agents. There are people waiting to do that. One last one as we sail out to the music. Carl writes us a note from West Virginia. Carl says, I've been listening to your show through your internet site. I'm dying for Charleston to get you on here. I hope you do. Please call them. I have to say, I am sick to death with this tug of war over health care. Of course we all want affordable health care, but we certainly aren't any closer to getting it, especially after the Supreme Court ruling. Amen. If you have any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.